Hey, Jordan Belfort here, the Wolf of Wall Street in the Wolf's Den. Got an awesome podcast for you today with a great guest all the way from down under, Harry Jowsey. Some of you might know who he is. Harry's a young guy, handsome dude. By the way, there's going to be another version of this podcast that you might want to check out, which will be on YouTube, because Harry and I actually went into the hot tub together to kind of get it all out there, right? Not naked, right? Got my pants on. But the point is, we're out there in the hot tub. Doesn't translate well onto audio because it's a bit more noisy. But if you're watching it on video, you'll think it'll be really cool. But we're in there talking about other stuff as well. But this is a really great podcast because Harry's an interesting guy. Very young, early 20s. And he rose to fame by being on reality shows down under, first New Zealand, then Australia, and it got picked up by Netflix. And he also sort of plays the villain in these shows, the guy that doesn't obey the rules, the guy that sort of bucks the trend, but he's a very likable guy, and he gets away with it, and he's been able to actually build his brand slowly but surely, till now he's got a lot of momentum behind him, and he's going places. So I think it's really interesting for anybody, whether you're young or old, overseas, domestic, doesn't matter, to really take a look at what Harry has been able to do with his brand and start asking yourself some of the same questions about, you know, what is relevant today? What do I need to do? How do I position myself? How do I make the best of what I have to offer the world? How do I get that message out there? How do I make sure I stay relevant? And I think that's really what makes this podcast special. So before that, we'll take a short break to hear from our sponsor. And when we come back, we'll talk to Mr. Harry Jowsey. If you want to grow your business, you want to diversify your content, this is a product that I 1,000% believe in and use myself every day. And it's been a game changer for me, making more money for me than any other app I've used that's even close to this. It's called Melon. And Melon is a web-based live streaming studio that makes streaming easy and lucrative. It is literally the best out there by a country mile. And I'm looking you in the eye. I'm telling you, that's a fact. Go to live on Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube in just 5 clicks. All of them at once. You're not going to find a better tool out there than Melon for your live streaming needs. Impossible. Better streaming in HD, recording functionality, real-time audience interaction. You get everything with Melon. So start streaming with Melon today. Go to melonapp.com/wolf. That's Melon, MelonApp, melonapp.com/wolf. Sign up for a free account. Because of me, it's free, by the way. You get a high-performance professional live streaming tool for free. It's blazing fast. The response times like that, low CPU usage, it's all available right in your browser. Go to melonapp.com/wolf and start streaming today. This is a no-brainer. If you don't try this, honestly, then you must not like making money online. All right, so we're in alternative location here to deep prune out of the hot tub. Now let's get down to some of the good stuff. So you're 85 days sober, my friend, right?
Yes. Yeah. I've been on the sober train.
So why did you get sober in the first place?
Honestly, I was once a show aired. I was going out, I was drinking, I was partying, doing what, you know, most people do at this age. And then I realized, fuck, like none of these people that are around me are going to be millionaires. None of these people that are like, that I was, you know, drinking with day in, day out, are going to be doing something positive that's going to change or try and change the world. So I took a step back and I realized that I was getting very disconnected to myself, from myself and my goals.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, I've got my 90-day goals. I got my 3-year goals, my 5-year goals. And I'm going backwards. I'm like, I was getting way too complacent, making good money. And I was like, fuck, like this isn't the person I want to be. I don't want to continue to be known as the party dude or the piss head. I want to save it for good occasions.
Right.
So like after this fight, we're going to be going crazy. And then I want to go back sober again.
So tell me about the fight. What's the story of this fight?
There's a bit going on. So it's YouTubers versus TikTokers, right? Maybe we'll get you on the card.
I strongly doubt it, but let's I'm interested to hear about it. I'll watch it.
But no, it's just the money, the exposure, the opportunity. It's honestly a no-brainer. Like, you know, millions and millions of dollars, millions and millions of eyes. To go out there and just essentially be a gladiator. You know, like it's really exciting to be a part of or be offered an opportunity to be a part of a gladiator sport where you know, your favorite TikTokers, your favorite influencers who seemingly look like a bunch of pussies online are going to go in and just punch each other in the head. Like, it seems like a good time. And we get, you know, get our bread up, you know, get a more eyes and ears.
So who are you fighting now?
Well, they're still negotiating. I called out Jake Paul. He's a little fucking bitch. I don't know. Like,
wait. So I know Jake Paul, right? Yeah, I know his brother a lot better.
Logan's
so,
the best. I love Logan.
Yeah, I like Logan. Right? I don't know Jake that well, yeah. But tell me why. What'd you say? He's a little bitch. Why is he a little bitch?
Well, here's the thing: is that I was dating this girl who was his ex, and some reason he got insecure and decided that he wanted to get back with her or like try and do some shit. And I knew that she always loved him, and there was, you know, a soft spot in her heart for him. So I was like, whatever, cool, do your thing. But then he got annoyed that I was like hooking up with her and was like posting about it and like trying to prove a point. So I'm like, bro, I really don't know why you're more upset than me. Very fucking weird. I think he's a bit of a weirdo. And then there's been some back and forth. I hook up with a girl that he's dating and I didn't know. Like, he was talking to them about me and they're just like coming to my camp and all this shit's going back and forth. I pull up to Miami. He does nothing. I pull up to the city. Does nothing. Tries to catfish me. He's just a very insecure and weird.
Explain what catfishing is.
So catfishing is when you have an online profile and you pretend to be someone else. So I was messaging this girl who lived in Miami on Snapchat, and then it turns out he was replying like on her phone all evening. Like, she's like, sorry, like he had my phone and he was messaging you, which I thought was very fucking weird. I'm like, look, if you've got a crush on me, just give me a call. You know, we might break the internet. I don't know what's going on there. But it was just, it was very weird. I was just like, I don't know why you need to try and prove that point. But now I would love the opportunity to beat the fuck out of him because it would be great. And we've been training hard for over a year. So it's about time I get to put this kid on his fucking head.
So do you think... So as I said, I don't really know Jake as well. Yeah. You know, I think he's a good guy. I mean, I know you have your shit with him. I mean, I have nothing bad to say about him because he's always been, you know, very respectful, right, to me. I mean,
for
you know,
sure.
But you think he's a pussy and an asshole. But like, do you think you can kick his ass?
Yeah, I've got the height.
Why is that? Because he's boxing now. I think he's a decent boxer, isn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah, no, he did really well, but he's also had, pretty easy to look really good with those opponents. Like, you've got Nate, who is, no disrespect to Nate, he's a really good guy, but like running at him, and then, you know, his like Gibb kid, it was just like whack-a-mole where it was like bobbing up and it just was like, it was embarrassing to watch,
right?
So you look at those, if you could put a toddler in the ring with either of those fights going on and they'd come out looking great. So I just think that, yeah, he's, you know, put in the work. He's been doing really well. So hats off to him. But I got the height, weight advantage. We've been grinding over here. I got a really good team. And I've asked people because I said, look, like, I'm completely biased. Like, I feel like I'd beat the fuck out of this kid. Someone tell me how I'm looking. Because I haven't posted any of my workouts. I haven't posted me hitting the bag or anything like that. So I'm the heavy underdog regardless. Because I'm like, you know, I'm going to keep all this stuff closed away until it's go time, until I'm allowed to show. So yeah, I just asked the people around me and they just said, look, like it wouldn't be a question. It'd be very easy for me. So
really? So now, were you like a brawler in your really young days? Like, do you have a lot of fights, like street fights and stuff like that?
Yeah. Well, so like growing up in Australia, we have a very big like rugby culture. So people out and about, some people like searching for fights. I've been in bar situations where it's been like 3-on-1. Or just we get bored and we just decide to scrap, or we go down an alleyway and just fight. Like, it's crazy. In my school in New Zealand, I started a little fight club. We had towel fights where we'd wrap the towels around our hands and we'd beat the shit out of each other till the towels fall off. I fought four guys back to back and the last guy almost knocked me out. So I was like, I'm not going to do this anymore because I almost got embarrassed. So I fucked his sister.
What happened when you were on this island, right? Like, you said all this like sex happened, but was it on, like, how much could that be shown on TV and stuff?
So usually if you're in a reality TV show, if you're in that moment, the more you show, the less gets shown, if that makes sense. So if we're about to get heated in the moment, rip the blankets off, because then they like it can't get shown because it's too vulgar. But if you have like a blanket over you and you can see your butt going like up and down, then they'll show that. But they try and like steer away from that because obviously it's not Pornhub, it's not a porn site, but they want to like imply that you guys definitely hooked up.
Got it. What's your plan? So okay, you're boxing, right?
Yeah.
And you're doing that because you're big money in that, right? Yeah. Which is interesting. And also, you say it's good for your sort of bringing more eyeballs on you, right?
For sure.
What do you think of the next like 5 years? Where do you see yourself?
Well, I'm launching this new company, which is probably a couple of months away, which is more so into tapping into people's like spiritual side and sitting down and like, because obviously with quarantine, everyone's like had a lot of time to get in their own heads and like think about shit. So I'm trying to create products that help people, you know, like relax a little bit, think about what's going on and meditate and manifest, because I'm huge on manifesting your reality. So honestly, next 5 years, hopefully I'm looking to launch, you know, another 4 to 5 more companies, get more involved in this, but also journey down the entertainment route. Like fighting isn't my end goal. Like that's not who I want to be. I want to be seen as I said before, someone where people look at it and like laugh and get excited about right. my content. So my goal is to have, be in a Will Ferrell movie, have my own Netflix series, and then just have, you know, 5 to 6 companies in total that benefit people and make people feel good and better about themselves. So yeah, that's the goal.
What's the best piece of advice you can give someone in their early 20s, late teens?
Yeah.
Well, maybe someone even older who wants to reinvent themselves, someone that wants to like go that route of, you know, becoming an influencer, so to speak, famous. Yeah. Is there some sort of formula or step one, step two, step three you can give them?
I think the biggest thing I ever did when I was trying to figure out Instagram and blow up on social media was there's a blueprint. There's people that are doing it that is working. So I would find someone that you're interested in becoming or becoming like, and then look at how they're doing it, how many times a week they post, if they use any hashtags, if they do anything like that. But most importantly, just don't give a fuck about anyone, like what anyone thinks, because people are going to get in your own head. Don't tell people, oh, I'm going to do this, because then they'll talk you out of doing it and you won't shoot that shot and you'll completely miss. So I think the biggest thing is understand this. We only have one shot at this life. We only get one chance. We may as well do as much as fucking possible. Enjoy, live it up in the moment, make mistakes, learn from it and go from there. My biggest thing when I was growing up is I gave a fuck about what people were saying. And
right.
now those people are making, you know, like 40 to 50K a year, and I can do that in a fucking day. So
right.
Yeah.
So don't be concerned what other people think about you or view you or like just the haters out there, right? Yeah. You have a lot of haters?
I think with any attention, you're going to get haters. You're going to get people who don't like you. Like I'm sure you probably have a couple that try and annoy you, but I definitely do now, especially getting into this fight scene. Right. It turns out there's a lot of fucking Jake Paul fans.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's a lot of fucking haters, but that's it.
And how do you deal with the haters?
I just ignore them.
You ignore them.
There's an interesting thing. I always watch, like I've always seen like big influencers and celebrities, they'll reply to that one shit comment and they'll like give that person attention and leave all the good comments. See, I do the opposite. I try and reply as many good comments as possible and completely ignore the shit ones, because those people will just fizzle out. They'll go away. Or you just put on comment blocks and then their comments just don't appear. It's the easiest way to do it.
All right. Where did they reach you? Where's my fan base they want to look at?
If you want to look at me, at Harry Jowsey everywhere. I've got a podcast called Tap In. You should definitely come on if you're free. I know you're a busy man, but that's pretty much it. At Harry Jowsey everywhere.
All right, guys, listen, check him out, man. This kid is funny as shit. Says it like it is. Check him out. And thanks for tuning in. Share this with your friends, everyone you know. And tune in again next week for another awesome episode of The Wolf's Den. And we'll talk again soon.
Awesome. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
You got it, buddy.